afternoon and happy Friday to you.
The last time we saw each other physically, closer than 2 metres, was at the Counts Centre. I'm just thinking here at Shoreline Greystones.
I know, and who would ever have thought that day, that's 8-9 weeks on, that this is where we'd be at the bank holiday weekend. And we're all only thrilled to be talking to people on the phone.
How's your day today and your life and everything?
I suppose I'm very lucky. I'm able to work from home, you know, to a large extent. So, you know, I have a bit of structure about my day. I log on to the computer in the morning, I log off in the evening. And I'm lucky I live with my mum, so I'm not completely on my own. And she also has, you know, reasonable sized garden. So I'm exceptionally lucky and I completely understand that. But I am a person who is used to socialising in terms of even going to meetings. Like, I would be out normally 4 to 5 nights a week, so it's very different.
International Workers' Day today, and showing the appreciation for those who are working and frontliners and essential service workers and those who aren't, unfortunately.
Yes, and we did want to show as a council, and I think everybody needs to recognise, you know, how many workers there are right throughout our community. And I've seen some brilliant threads on Twitter today, you know, that it's not just that a frontline worker, which is absolutely fantastic, and people automatically think of doctors and nurses and the emergency services, but it is all of the backup things that keep them going as well. So, like, it's the hospital administration staff, it's the lab assistants, it's the cleaners, it's the canteen staff, you know, that every single person in any process has an equal role to play. They have a different task, but if any of those break down, then the system doesn't work as well. And I suppose it's to recognise the contribution that every single person makes towards achieving something, be it whatever industry you work in.
And what's the plan? How will Wicklow County Council mark this evening?
Well, they've talked about lighting up places in red, so we have nominated different buildings. Obviously, because of the pandemic, we're not as able to get out there and do probably all of the lighting up that we would like to do, but certainly Bray Town Council has been lit up red to mark International Workers' Day and to show a mark of respect for all of the people that are putting in the enormous effort that's been put in at the time. And I know then within the county, different people are doing that as well. So I understand that a couple of the shops here in Wicklow Town have put red bulbs into their light fittings so that their lights are on red today as well, even though the shops are closed.
And I see the 19 arches, the bridge in Arklow, will be lit in red, which is lovely.
Yes, and that will be beautiful. And what I'm really looking forward to is seeing somebody's, I'm sure, McKelly or one of the photographers down there going to be taking photographs, and I'm really looking forward to seeing that. It'll be gorgeous.
Thanks for filling me in on International Workers' Day.
Take care.